Previously on Spellcheck.
All four of you are falling into the dark. You are in your Raven familiar. The voice says, once that is full, you will wake up with or without the rest of your party. You have to wake the others. You see Marzell, and you see Nina, and you see Nolwyn hanging upside down, and threads are stretching towards them. One is still connected to Nina, but the three stretching towards the three of you have been severed. Worst memory. What do you see?
Worst memory. Oh man. Okay. So we're at the Sigam estate. Mm-hmm. And we are sitting outside of Mother's study. And Mother is clearly inside speaking with someone. Things you can't tell what's being said, but you can tell how it's being said. And Mother is upset.
And who are you sitting with?
Nina's by herself.
Ooh.
She's in a chair, and it's very much sitting outside the principal's office, but you totally did the thing.
Uh-huh.
And so that is the setting. It's the Sagama State is this grandiose, like, if Buckingham Palace had been built in, like, this sort of steampunk medieval type situation. Because mm-hmm. Of course, Eva, you know, right. The elven Wakanda. Mm-hmm. So it's very high ceilings, big windows, lovely metals that aren't exactly metal, but aren't exactly glass.
Right.
All sorts of plants.
Are you familiar with like the solar punk?
Yes. So very much that. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Very. I love that. So that's what it looks like. And how long have you been sitting waiting for, or how long have you been sitting outside your mother's study?
At least a good 15 minutes.
Ooh. Do you look disheveled?
Nina actually looks, she looks very well put together, as she often tends to. Like, honestly, only running around with, you know, the Dolphin Five. has left her looking not her best at times. We're into new territories of, you know, messiness now.
Right.
But she's very put together, but she seems sort of chagrined. But yeah, so it's very much, and it's a younger Nina.
Yeah, how old is, okay, I'd say how old is she, but that's also kind of a relative thing with elves too, right?
Yeah, so if you were going to think of Nina in the terms of compared to human years, mm-hmm. Nina is, I would say, 2021, if mm-hmm. you want to say, whereas, you know, she's running around now with everybody. For an elf, she would be early 30s.
Okay.
So it's been about, for humans, it would have been maybe 10 years ago. For elves, it's, in their heads, it has the same. Oh, this was this time. You know, time is, it functions differently for them. So this was closer to her youth and adolescence than mm-hmm. where she is now.
And what, this is a weird question, but considering, or given everything's sort of glass and metals that look like glass, what's the weather like? Like, what time of year is it?
Well, there is a spell that I'm fairly certain just sort of keeps everything in this perpetual springtiminess. So, like, there is rain, but it will be, like, those nice summer showers, and they're always planned, so you're never caught off guard, you know, things mm-hmm. like that. There are sections where if you want to have, you know, go experience snow, absolutely. You know, go to this region up here near this mountain, and they have figured out how, you know, it snows here, even though it's not high enough for it to, like, be actual snow. But, you know, whatever. So it's elven, and it's magic, and they have that. But, like, the weather is closely monitored, mostly because of the type of not only their crops, but the things that they grow that end up being, you know, reagents for other things. Mm-hmm. So there are very, you know how Zootopia is?
I love it.
It's yes. very that. So, but most of the time, like most, and those types of sections have mostly to deal with the crops and everything. But right. for the residential areas and the industrial areas where people, you know, work, if you want to call it work, mm-hmm. it's very late spring, early summer-ish. So it never gets too high above like 75 or something like that.
That sounds
Fahrenheit,
delightful.
Since the U.S. is backwards.
You're right. Okay, so the door, I would say, creaks open, but I'm sure nothing creaks in Corsiva. But you do see it open, and you hear your mother's voice say, "Come in."
So this is where Nina's anxiety spikes. And you get this for the first time. Like, if people who knew her now but had never met her earlier, she is visibly anxious. Aww. Like, she's messing with her fingers, she's straightening her clothes, making sure her hair is in place, and then she's going in.
And this is a question for you, Al. Do you know what she did?
So, okay, the thing with Nina, what she did was, it wasn't necessarily a bad thing, but it, so she has been bouncing from position to position, as one does, mm-hmm. you know, she's the quintessential quote-unquote millennial of the family, because mm-hmm. like all of her sisters are like centuries old, you know,
right.
So she's the millennial of the family, and so if she's at a job for a while and it gets to feel stifling as they do, you know, she moves to another one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she recently found what looks like it's going to be a pretty good gig after being without one for a while, which by no stretch, like, put her family out financially in any way.
Uh-oh.
But it's very unseemly mm-hmm. that someone in the family even gives off the perception of freeloading. Like, it's not like Nina was, like, she was practicing her craft,
mm-hmm.
but even though, like, performances are a thing for Corsiva, like, that is legitimate, like, art is a legitimate, mm-hmm. like, work, whereas it's not seen that way in the human world, you know, until mm-hmm. you actually, you know, hit it big and become J.K. Rowling, then it's your job. But
pay your freelancers.
Anyone who's not that. But she was also, when art is an actual, you know, this is a real job,
right.
what it becomes is she's experimenting with tastes and with genres and with sounds. You know, she's doing her Janelle Monáe thing.
Mm-hmm.
And not a lot of people are incredibly open to that. And so she wasn't getting the bookings and, you know, giving the talks that it was expected of her. So she wasn't at least, you know, holding up that end of things.
Okay.
And so it's one of those things where her mother has told her, okay, you are about to have this position. But at the same time, you know, she has this thing where she's gone on the interview. I don't even think they would call it an interview, but for the sake of us understanding, she's gone on the interview. She's received the offering. She now has to, well, there's no such thing as a drug test for elves, I don't think. But whatever the magical equivalent is, and come up with something, I don't know. Because
mm-hmm.
I was trying to think of a way, like maybe it has to do with, like, you know,
what if it was like a proficiency test?
It probably, like, it would be a proficiency test, or it would be something, you know, like, is her glamour strong enough? So it's probably potentially a test to see whether or not her glamour magic is strong enough.
Has this already been conducted?
It's going to be conducted. It's been arranged to be conducted. But she's, because Nina is also going to go on a trip with a friend, she's arranged for it to be conducted at this other city, which has a college, you know, of mm-hmm. music, and they can do it. And so the last time she saw her mother was her mother had essentially said, if you screw this up, you have to get out of my house.
Ooh. Okay. And this is before Nina's taken that test, or is it after?
This is after. She's managed to take it, but she's still, like, she hasn't gotten the results, and her mother has set it up so that her mother gets the results before she does.
Okay, so you walk into your mother's study, and you see, which you've seen probably more than a few times at this point, every possible instrument known to man. But anyone who has actually spoken with your mother and seen her perform knows that her real instrument, well, she has two of them. She has her voice, and she has her dance. And she is standing at her desk because she doesn't really like sitting that much. She doesn't like staying in one place for too long. But she looks at you, and she sort of beckons you in, and she has a very similar sort of authoritative presence as Lord Rockwell, just in that you know that you are in the presence of someone who you should probably listen to. And you and your sisters generally have. I'm sure there's been a couple of...
Kids will be kids.
And your mother has in front of her results for your proficiency exam that you took out of the Corsivan capital.
Which she wasn't happy about her doing it elsewhere to begin with, so...
Right. And she already looks a little cheesed at that. She was already a little cheesed at that. And the envelope has been opened. And normally she says, sit down. And that's when you know you're in trouble. But this time she doesn't even say sit down. She looks at you and she says, what did I tell you when you left to take this test?
Not to fail?
And why can't you fail?
Because Sagams don't fail?
We don't fail, we shine. And I know that you can shine, Nina. I know that. But this, and she sort of flicks the paper on, and the envelope, and it goes flying, and you see, just as it flutters by, that you have not passed, and you will not be accepted into the Bardic College of Glamour. She says, this isn't shining. You're not shining, and I don't want you to leave, but if you are not your best here, then you need to go where you can be your best.
Nina is, for one of the very few times in her life, stunned into silence. And her mouth just sort of works while her brain doesn't.
Okay, so something very interesting is going to happen. Nolwyn, how are you going to interrupt this scene?
Hey, what's up? Oh, God.
First, let's start out with something easy.
Yeah?
Where are you in this scene?
Are there windows in this room?
Yes, there are windows.
Yeah, there are windows? Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're very big windows, but we are not on any ground. Like, this is minimum second, third floor in the house.
Are any of the windows, like, open? Are they all closed? Is there, like, a balcony with, like...
There likely is a balcony, just because her mom likes to be able to, if she wants to, go out on her balcony without having to go through the house. You know, if she wants to take a break, if she wants to step outside without, you know, giving off the, oh, I'm done with work today sort of vibe. So I imagine that there is a balcony. The windows may be open a smidge just because it's always springtime and you get that nice breeze.
A smidge, huh? Like, I'm aware, right? In
yes.
This?
You were not bird brain.
Cool. What if I just, like, slam into the window?
I mean...
Okay,
so, Nina... You are living your worst memory. The moment that your mother says you need to go to, and it's with love, it's with the help, or it's with the intention that this is like, you know, this is the moment of the Elrics burning their house down, except for your mother is burning her house down for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an anime reference.
It sure is. You gotta deal with it. Gotta deal with it, Duncan. But you are living this very... very difficult moment. And even though, you know, some part of you is the early 30s version of Nina, some part of you is still the 20s version of Nina, who is standing there hearing that she failed, not knowing whether that's true or not, but yeah, knowing that it means it's time to go. And then suddenly a raven just full on smacks into the window behind your mother's head. Just full on, like, wings splayed, just full on splats into the window.
Like Tom and Jerry slam. Okay, so two things happen. Well, first of all, does Nina's mother react to this?
So this is actually where I'm going to need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
And Nolan, you're going to roll the D8 to assist.
Oh, okay. I rolled a 3.
Okay.
Okay, so Nina rolled a 19.
Nice. Okay, so that is just not quite sufficient. So you, I will say that because you rolled so high, you notice that your mother doesn't react at all.
So Nina just sort of blinks and stares. And first of all, her mother doesn't react, which is not like her mother in this type of situation. There's a thing, and it has slammed and possibly is dead against the window. Like, we're summoning people immediately. Well, I mean, like, a bird slammed into, like, this isn't the first time, you know. And her mother, that's one of the things her mother probably complains about a lot is with, you know, having so much glass and stuff, is that you think birds, that they would figure out how to keep the birds from... But also, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that raven shouldn't be in this part of the world.
That's what I was wondering, too. Yeah, it's definitely a very, it's not a local, it's an invasive species.
Yeah, so she's just sort of, not only her mom not reacting, but that's weird. Like, she knows what it is because, you know, book learning.
Right.
But at the same, which is why she's like, immediately she blinks and stares, and while she doesn't say it, you could see it on her face. Mm-hmm. Very clearly spelled out, the fuck.
Your
eyes narrowed, like, what?
You're right. So your mother, Myandra, like, leans forward, and she puts her hands, like, palm down on the desk. And she says, Nina, are you listening to me? It's important.
And Nina sort of blinks because this was not part of the conversation the first time around. And so she just sort of nods and tucks her chin down. Yes, ma'am.
So Myandra leans forward again and she says, you have to go. You have to leave my house. Nolan, what do you do?
Can I get inside now?
I'd say sure. I mean, you've probably hit the window with enough force.
Awesome. Can I fly onto the desk and use my one word?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Cool. I'm going to use the same word that I used with Marcel. And I'm just going to get on the table and I'm going to say, shit.
And does Nina's mom react at all?
Nina's mom looks pissed. Like, she looks annoyed. And it's also a look of annoyance that isn't Nina's mom at all. You know what I mean?
Yes. Because Nina's mom is, like, there's a particular type of look that her mom gets.
I'm thinking, like, the Stacey Abrams gives Meghan McCain a look.
Yes.
Yes. And this is more the, I want to talk to your manager look.
Nina, meanwhile, is staring at this bird that, one, shouldn't be here, and two, definitely shouldn't be able to talk. What the fuck?
Not just talk, but swear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it just landed on the desk and went, shit.
Does it sound like Nolan?
It sounds like a raven.
Okay.
But shit. I am going to have... Yeah, the shit. I am going to have you make another wisdom saving throw. And Nolan, help her out.
Okay.
Okay, I believe in both of you.
I rolled a 6.
Nina rolled a 9.
Okay. That is not quite sufficient. So, this is really interesting. Okay. So, your mother tries to just backhand the raven off the desk. And in doing so, she knocks several of her own belongings off the desk. And you are aware that this is...
Yeah, no, this doesn't happen. This does not. Mom gets upset, but what we don't do is make a mess in the process. Particularly because, right. like, the things on her desk, well, she has stuff on her walls that are important to her as, like, her accomplishments in life. The things that are on her desk are important to her personal life. So she just knocked over, like, what is essentially an heirloom from her mother.
Yeah, that goes flying. And Nolan, I'd say you can get out of the way because you are a raven and I've seen those things duck out of the way of a bus an inch away. So
awesome.
Right. Nina, what do you do?
Well, Nina dives for the thing that she not scared that it's going to break. Mm-hmm. And catches it. And after this moment of, whew, you know, because that you can't replace it. Mm-hmm. She stands up and moves to carefully place it on her desk, giving her mother a healthy dose of suspicious, but still not disrespectful because she's not entirely sure and she doesn't want the taste knocked out of her mouth. Side eye.
Nolan, what do you do?
Oh, man. I used my one word.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like hair braiding isn't going to go over well in this,
no. this scenario. Worked last time, but not so much this time.
What's going to happen if I just start making a ruckus and knocking things over?
What do you aim for on the desk?
What is on the desk?
That's a good question.
Did we say that?
There will be papers. There will be pens. There will be some things that are there. You can kind of tell, like, there are awards. They're the official thing. But then there are, like, little knickknacks that are a little bit, like, well, more than a little bit. But, like, are some of them are aged and worn. And you know how you can tell between something that, like, you're at work and you have your desk and you get mm-hmm. things while you're at work. Well, you can tell between, these are the things that I got for work at work. These are the things that I brought from home. Mm-hmm. Where I wanted to have a piece of home with me here at work. So there are those things you can clearly tell because the things that she has gotten in her position are going to be much, much, much newer than things that have been passed down through her family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because her stuff is like within the past 500 years. This family heirloom stuff is like, you know, second age type shit.
Right.
So, yeah.
Are there any ink pots?
There are ink pots. There's a device that it's sort of like a Lazy Susan for ink pots. Because you have the ink pots that are, you know, for official ink pots. You have the ones that are magical, the ones that, unless you know the incantation, it looks invisible or it says something else. And it says what, you know, the opposite of what you expect. Like, if this is an official document, then you might get like a birthday party invite. That's what you see. So yes, there are different pens and inks. So yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm heading straight for that.
All right. So here's what happens. I'm going to say, so Nina, you are cradling this heirloom. Do you have any thoughts on, like, what that might be?
I'm thinking that it would be... Okay, so my grandma really, really liked elephants. So it's probably going to be whatever the elven equivalent of that sort of animal is. And it's like a old automaton. So if you were to think... the sun punk or the scene punk, like if you were to put the magic powder, the gunpowder, the, you know, the coal powder,
right,
if you were
just to put like the, blasting the, powder,
yeah, the right kind of powder into it, it activates it and it becomes sort of like this, it runs around like a little toy. And it, you know, chirps little elephant or whatever. I'm not going to say Oliphant because I don't want us to get sued.
But, right.
You know, whatever noise it is at that creature that we eventually come up with. whatever noise. And, you know, it was a thing that... It was a toy that her grandmother... That Nina's Nina's great-grandma, so mm-hmm. her mom's grandmother had given to her. Mm-hmm. And once it stopped, you know, working... It had paused in a lovely enough position that it could just sit on a desk or a shelf and aww. Just be a lovely reminder.
Okay, so it's an heirloom from your grandmother that is a...
Her great-grandmother.
Great-grandmother. Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe, like, not this is going to be kind of weird, but like a giant antelope. Like it's elephant sized, but it's an antelope. How do we feel about that?
Well, is it like an actual antelope or is it like a mix, like a elalope?
Elalope,
like a jackalope, but that it's an elalope. So it's like elephant shaped with like antelope legs and a tail and horns, not as big ears, but also still has a trunk.
Yes, that. And maybe like the ears stand up.
We'll just call it an elope.
Yeah. Oh, it's an elope.
I expect pictures.
Yes.
Fans, I expect pictures of the elope.
100%. And elopes are, you know, I'd say they're maybe like almost, they're becoming like a national symbol of Corsiva too.
Oh, they definitely were likely the national symbol, which is why like kids love them, you know, so.
So you see, or so you are cradling this elope automaton, and which has been passed down to your family for not just generations, but also like centuries. This is truly the true millennial here is this elope toy. And you see this raven, which has just yelled shit at you, then plow straight into this Lazy Susan of inks of all kinds, including several that are like supposed to be magical, several that are like, you know what all is on there. You've probably messed around with it a little bit. And it just like inks go flying and like bottles are crashing. Ink is like inks of pretty much any imaginable color is just splattered all over splattering all over your mother's study. And you also see ones that are supposed to be magical that are landing and doing this kind of weird thing where they sort of splatter and almost eat a hole through the floor. But instead of the floor below, you see it's kind of like the shifting, almost galaxy looking thing before the floor closes back up over that. And I want you to make another wisdom saving throw. And Nolan, you know what to do.
I will say that although that floor thing happening is very, very creepy, as soon as the ink pot's getting out over, Nina freezes and immediately looks to her mother and is debating whether or not she should duck or run. You know, because at this point, poor bird, we liked you, but you might have a spell or two flung at you.
I am an agent of chaos.
You have made a mess. Like, Nina's mom, not that she's a neat freak, but there are just certain things that, you know, set her off. And having this happen to her desk would be one of them. Like, it's not that she doesn't care about, you know, it's not that she cares about like tidiness or she's not like a neat freak or anything like that. But like, no, like this is her space. And for one, she just knocks stuff around. Nina was like, eh. And now and she's looking to see whether or not mom's going to haul off and there's going to be complications.
You're right. But as you do, make a wisdom saving throw.
I'm saying.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. I rolled a one.
Okay.
Oh, Nina also rolled a one.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be so interesting. Okay.
Oh no.
So.
It just gets progressively worse.
Oh no.
So, Nolan, you are ejected from this mental space. You are back in the weird sort of shifting galaxy, and you can see it is like the voice had warned, the moon is almost full. Your time is almost up. Nina is sort of hanging in front of you, upside down, like the rest of the party that you found thus far. And Nina, you can tell that you're hanging upside down. You can see Nolan, you can see Nolan, you can see Marzell, you can see Illyria, all are hanging upside down nearby in this strange sort of shifting galaxy kind of configuration or galaxy space. It's very weird, very cosmic, and there's these golden threads running everywhere, and you can see this, but you can also sort of half see your mother still in this, and you're half in her study and half in this strange vision of a space that you don't quite understand. And you see these golden threads running through the study, running through your mother, running through almost you. One is connected to you and leading to this sort of this strange glowing shape in the distance. And they are just this pale, sickly gold. And the one that is tethered to you is fraying, but it's not quite severed, whereas Marzell and Illyria and Nolan have all been cut free. And I'll give you the same opportunity that everybody else got to make one perception investigation or arcana check, if you would like.
Perception, investigation, or arcana?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do perception.
Okay.
Because I am proficient in that, even though I'm not very wise, for whatever reason. It's a 20. Not nice. A natural 20, but a 20.
Okay, I'll take it. So you see something that no one else in the party has picked up on quite yet. But it's also just as trippy as everything else that you're seeing right now, which is below all of you, this titanic shape of a woman lying prone in a sea of untethered lights. And that is the last thing that you see before all of you, including Nolan, wake up.